Room for Adventure.
The door opens, and in comes Professor Strickley. Melody stops writing. CJ stops singing. Jack stops joking. Even Bruno stops eating.
Get your bags, and I'll show you the bedrooms. Hurry up!
So they go up the stairs, along corridors, up some more stairs, around corners, until finally...
You sleep in this part of the house. Choose your rooms.
Jen marches into the first room. She is determined to get the best one.
Too small, much too small for me.
She looks at the next room.
Too cold.
She walks into the third.
Too dusty.
She walks into the fourth.
Too dark.
She stamps into the next one.
Too small, too dark and smelly.
She marches down to the end of the corridor looking for something better. At the end of the corridor, there is a final door. It's just a cupboard, Jen discovers. Except there is another door inside the cupboard. She tries the door.
I think I found another room, but the door is locked.
The prof coughs.
Well, some of the rooms are too old or too cold. Some are not safe, so we keep some rooms locked. Pick one of the others.
But by now, all of the good rooms have been chosen. Jen has to take the last bedroom, the small, dark and smelly one.
I hate this room. It's too small, it's dark, it's cold and it's dusty. I hate it.
Because she is shouting, she doesn't hear a small noise from the room inside the cupboard. The locked door is opening. Silently, a silhouette appears.